You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Connor.
Hey, Connor.
Hi, good morning.
We also have Nana, his Nana, Sharon on with us. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. How are we today?
We're doing great. So, Connor, what is a kindness kit and who are you giving them to?
So, a kindness kit is our little red box filled with all sorts of toys, from educational items to like fidget toys that we deliver to kids in hostels and shelters all around New England. And we've actually delivered to date around 8,000 of them, and our goal is to get to 10,000 by the end of this year.
And you just started this in 2021 in the middle of a pandemic.
Exactly.
Because you felt like people needed to know that they were loved and that kindness was important?
Exactly. I noticed a lot of people were struggling, and I just wanted to do what I could to bring them joy. So I started doing one or two acts of kindness a month or bigger projects, and it just kind of evolved into something pretty big.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yep.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
Bro, that's amazing. Seriously.
Thank you.
To be thinking like that at 15 years old. I was not like that. I wasn't thinking about other people in that regard. Where do you get that inspiration from?
It's easy to say that for me. It's probably my grandmother and my mom. They're always, when I was growing up, they were always, they're always really focused on community service and surrounding me in that area. And I would always do different volunteer things. And I think when the pandemic hit and having that background kind of made me start this project. And
so Sharon, who must be the proudest Nana of all the Nanas in the land, when Connor came to you with this idea at 12 years old, how did you kind of help him bring this to fruition?
Well, first I looked at him and I said, really? And he said, yeah, let's do something. So we just decided we were going to start with small, like he said, small projects. So we sat down, we brainstormed what that would look like. And the first thing we did was a COVID care bag that we delivered to children in our communities. And I have a healthcare background. So the second thing was we knew that the healthcare workers were having a really difficult time. So we made self-care baskets. And then, like Connor said, from there, we just kind of, you know, step by step evolved it into something that we sat down and said, let's do our own thing. And we made our kindness kit, which is a pretty special box for kids.
Now, how can people help out to put together kindness kits or to help give money to what goes in the kindness kits or items to go in the kindness kits? What's the best way to help you guys?
Yeah, so we're always looking for help. Like I said, our goal is to deliver 10,000 kits by the end of this year. And eventually get to a million acts of kindness led with our Kids Kindness Club that we have. So ways to help us is to donate on our website. We're having a fundraiser coming up in the fall with the Robin for Kids, and registering for that will be a great help. Always looking for volunteers, so you can reach out to us on our website. And a big thing for us is we want more of a social media following, so follow us on social media. I'd say those are the main things.
Wow, man. Most 15-year-olds are worried about winning a battle royale in Fortnite. You're something else.
No, he's Thank just you. Winning the Microcraft MVP Community Award from the New England Patriot Foundation. It's really no big deal.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That is super cool.
You are a force, my friend.
Let me give the website, Connor. Let me do what I'm good at. It's connorskindnessproject.org. connorskindnessproject.org. You can find all the information there. You can donate. You can find out about the ride as well, which is happening September 21st. So you can actually do a virtual participation or you can do an actual participation. Again, for anything getting involved, go to connorskindnessproject.org. And Connor and you and your mom and your Nana Sharon are now all officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Awesome.
Thank you for coming on the show this morning and sharing that story with us. We hope you have a great day.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Bye, Connor. Bye, Sharon.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Kind of have our own little kindness project, the Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you want to be a part of it, 617-931-1234. Call or text us. We'd love to schedule to get you on the show to talk about whatever it is. If it's a kindness project, or you cut your grass and it just looks amazing. 617-931-1234. Again, 617-931-1234. Anything goes in the Good Vibe Tribe. Call or text 617-931-1234. What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
Okay, this is just stupid. You know that song, I Want to Know What Love Is?
I want you to show me.
All right, and somebody decided that it was missing something, so they added it.
From the band Foreigner Flatulence.
He used his hands, just truth be told.
But, oh, did he?
Yeah.
Sure, man. Yeah. Thanks for ruining that
and
for
you're
me.
Welcome.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.